Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got about, 20 minutes to spend together, and sadly, a lot to cover. I say sadly. First, I mentioned very often I miss Carol Ford every day. She was my closest friend, but not only that, she also kept me in the know on everything I would talk to you about on the show. Her show prep was phenomenal, and so it was that if anybody died or anything happened, I would literally know within an hour of it, because she'd have all the background information and all that. Well, Carol's no longer with us, unfortunately, since August, and so I no longer get the information. And so it was that I was up late last night, okay, it was 6 this morning, when I was still reading, and I heard that last week Chubby died. Yeah, Chubby and the Turnpikes. And you're saying, all right, Raleigh, who the hell is this? Well, you would probably know him as Chubby Tavares. And it's interesting because there's a lot of obits, rightfully so, online about this. But what I find interesting is in all of those obits, without exception, they talk about the group, the family group, and they talk about the five brothers. They've left out a brother. The reality is that Ralph, Pooch, Chubby, Butch, and Tiny would have been nothing if it wasn't for their older brother, John, who sadly has been gone since the 1980s. He did live long enough to see the family have some mega hits, but it all started in the 50s when John was married to Linda, and Linda got signed to one of the Juggy Murray labels, not Sue, but Cracker Jack, and Juggy Murray owned that. And so it was that that three of the Tavares brothers, John and the older two, were backing her as the Del Rios. Linda and the Del Rios, Come On, Let Me Try, did absolutely nothing, as you'd expect. And so it was that ultimately they disbanded. But when they disbanded, the brothers got together with some of their other brothers. And initially, that was Chubby and the Turnpikes. Tiny was still not in the group, but Ralph, Pooch, Chubby, and Butch were. And so they were on Capitol, and about the same time, actually, as one of my all-time faves from Evanston, who was, and why can't I think of her name right now? It'll come to me in a second. But it was about the same time that record was released, and neither of them did much on Capitol, unfortunately, and both were great records. Now, what the heck was her name? See, if it was Carol, it would all be written down, and I'd have it in front of me. Patty Drew, yeah. So about the same time, Tell Him, the second incarnation of Tell Him, the first one by the Drewvels a few years earlier, but same time that that Patty Drew released Tell Him, here was Chubby and the Turnpikes. And like I say, the record did absolutely nothing, and this is long before anybody had any idea his last name was Tavares, let alone that there was going to be a singing group of the same name. But I thought it was just one of the absolute best records, and so you got to hear some of it.
Telling all your friends since your love's been gone. It's not your fault things worked out wrong. You're acting like an angel, you're a devil in disguise, but you can't fool me, I'm a little too wise.
I know the inside story.
Yeah.
I know who ran around.
Yeah.
I know the inside story.
Yeah, and that was one of the songs that was a solid sender, just took me exactly where I wanted to go. I loved it, and I had no idea who Chubby was at the time. I was 67. 68, Capitol released Something Else, which was not bad either, and we'll play it after one of the commercial breaks this time, and it was Nothing But Promises. It was a good record, and you know, that was the end of it, and next thing I know, here comes Tavares. And then I find out, oh, well, that's who they were. And by the mid-70s, they're starting to have hits, and good hits. And Chubby is the lead singer of all of that. So, in fact, it was Capitol who at first suggested Chubby and the Turnpikes, and then suggested, use your family name. And in the late 60s, when Victor came along, that was it. Five of the boys, and again, John no longer in the group. There was Tavares, and I thought, just wonderful, wonderful stuff. And who done it, and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel were my faves, but not only a number of other things too. And I think one of their biggest hits was because of the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever, More Than a Woman, which is nice, but not the one that does it for me in any real way. But Chubby later, like in the last decade, released some solo stuff as well. Nothing really happened with it, but I've kind of been expecting this for a few years because he had ongoing health issues, and I think his final performance was around May of 2023 in New Bedford, where they were living. And, you know, he announced he had some problems, and so it was that he retired. But certainly, while not active on stage, active with the family. John, as I mentioned, died in the 80s. Ralph died in 2021. Pooch, just last year, 2024, and now Chubby last week. Butch and Tiny are still living. And Butch was the one who was married to Lola Falana. And I saw some of those old bits say, oh, he's married to Lola Falana. I'm a wrong Tavares brother. It was actually Butch, who is still very much with us, and a little bit younger, likewise, for Tiny. So rest in peace for Chubby. Yeah, man. But you gave us I Know the Inside Story. He did an answer record to it on Capitol as well. I don't know the inside story. Yeah, right. Which was cute. But the original was just a tremendous record. So you can bet that I'll probably play some Tavares records tomorrow night. We have almost a full show. I say almost because I believe we are preempted by some kind of sports. And let me figure out what. By the way, it is a live show, and I know it's short, but if you want to join in and have anything to say, call me, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And we can talk about whatever you'd like, as long as it has absolutely no import whatsoever. Yeah, we stay away from the topics that would otherwise get your blood boiling, which is far too many of them these days. Okay, so tomorrow night is the Northwestern Wildcats. So it's basketball, Northwestern at Wisconsin. Now, after basketball, theoretically, I should have a 15-minute preemption, you know, maybe about 10, 15, 10, 20 will start. And I say theoretically because, unlike hockey, which is usually very predictable and was tonight, the Wildcats are nothing if not unpredictable. And so it could be any time. But we're assuming it would be about 10:15 Central. And that's when we'll play all your requests, I promise, and more. And of course, couple Tavares things too, you know, and can't not do that. I'll take any excuse I can get, but I sadly hate this excuse completely. So died at home November 29th, 81 years old, in peace and comfort. By the way, he wasn't Chubby. He got that nickname because his grandmother, when he was born, he was 11 pounds, and she said, oh, this is Chubby. And so it stuck, so he was Chubby, but most of the pictures I saw, he was anything but. All right, so, Ralph in Rockford's going to check in, and in the waning moments here, yeah, that's how the show started, the waning moments, we'd love to hear from you too. But in the meantime, yeah, another Chubby and the Turnpikes record coming up on WGN Radio.
How can I?
How can I?
Ooh, Still I try.
Still I try.
I could never call it quits. Though you tore my heart to bits with your promises.
Promises.
Oh, nothing but promises.
See
someone I'd fall for as much as you.
Much as you.
Ooh, no signs of happiness, just years of loneliness. Oh, I've been blue.
I've been blue.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, I took a few minutes there to look for John Tavares, and I did find him. And I thought he had died in the 80s, but what actually happened is he moved to Connecticut and was working at an aircraft factory in Pratt & Whitney, and passed away, sadly, he did, but more recently than the 80s. It was 2008. He was 88 years old. So that was the oldest Tavares brother, the sixth, and no one ever mentions John. And I guarantee you there would have been no Tavareses to follow him, probably, if he hadn't set out in the 50s doing music. And, of course, marrying Linda, who became Linda and the Del Rios, and She quit after that single that Juggy Murray put out. And I don't know what happened. I think that she moved to Connecticut, but I'm not sure. But anyhow, don't know where or what happened to Linda. But now, sadly, I know exactly what happened to Chubby. And I'm sad about that. Although, like I say, I wasn't terribly surprised because it had been a few years since he had retired due to health issues. All right, we'll get to Ralph in a moment, but for 90 seconds, we have to find out what's going on 2020 News.
Bridge and pummel crowd, plus officer needs subsistence and Contrions Express. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Criminals in cars setting carnage. New York's King Clowns of Queens caused completely crazed combustible car chaos. 100 hell-hazing hooligans squealed tires, did donuts, and burned more than rubber. The gassed and injurious firebombed one neighbor's car, then beat the gab out of one local and punched his wife in the face. The low-riding lowlife's let her rip in the middle of a fancy area near the Whitestone Bridge. Complaining callers claim cops curiously couldn't show for close to an hour. Cop and robber. License, registration, and your cash, the claimed consignment by a California cop prosecutor say, during a suspected series of tainted traffic stops east of L.A. Hall cop is charged with purportedly putting his paws on a total of $1,000 in cash from people he pulled over on at least three stops. Not clear if it was an alleged matter of the old tickets to the policeman's ball shakedown scam or just some cash and grab scheme. If convicted, Whopper Stopper copper could get up to 5 years in the felon's flophouse. Brazilian Houdini wax. Blame it on Bolsonaro, Brazil's ex-prez set to start 27 years in the clink for a coup attempt. The boys in blue say Bolsonaro made a madcap move to axe his way out of his attached ankle apparatus, sparking the feds to haul him in from his home arrest hacienda, fearing the flight risk wanted to Rio de Janeiro just before being jailed for good. The big brouhaha's bedeviled Brazil, since many think their soon-to-be-sentenced seditionist had been set up in the first place. Others bellow bravo, believing Bolsa was about to bail toward the U.S. Embassy to seek asylum. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
And there you have it. All right. So, yeah, Kevin Gershon having a lot of fun with that channeling CKLW from back in the day. All the stories are real, by the way. Every one of them. Just humorous writing. Ralph in Rockford, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It is certainly very noble of you to dedicate this half an hour to the Tavares brothers, but I just wanted to let you know that you're not aware of, that the Tavares brothers wrote one of their biggest, or maybe the biggest hit about you.
What?
That was Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel.
They sang it, but Freddie Perren wrote it, actually. And sadly, no longer with us. But yeah, Freddie Perren wrote that. Also wrote Whodunit, which was one of my all-time faves.
Whodunit, yeah. Whodunit.
Yeah.
Who Stole My Baby?
Yes, that's right. It's a great record. I'll be playing both of them tomorrow. You can bet on it.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in the room looks shady.
That's right.
But you don't look shady. I just also wanted to use this 2, 3, or 4 minutes let you know I have to contradict your opinion about yourself. You said about you are fossil. No, you are just the opposite. You are the opposite of a fossil. You are somebody, you are like a breath of fresh air into a media world that's, you know, on the way down as far as I'm concerned.
Oh. Well, we just try to kind of talk about nothing of importance and only things that are fun. Now, of course, for people who don't much like R&B oldies, I guess none of this show is fun, but I'm having a good time.
No, I think you are showing something that has become very rare in those years here and decades, and that is you are showing something that's called humanity.
Yeah.
And I was blessed that I, when I studied in Western Europe, especially in Germany, I grew up in a Catholic monastery, and one or two of my priests were really very, very educated men with two doctor titles in theology and philosophy. And when I came to this country, I was blessed again to have to study under one or two or three of the most brilliant professors of this country. One was Dr. Peter Stanlis at Radford College at that time, and he had been a friend of Robert Frost and studied with Robert Frost. And he wrote many books about it, and when I got my advanced degrees in philosophy and psychology at NIU, there was another very wonderful professor. And so I grew up with humanity, and that's what I'm missing most, mostly nowadays, because I think that most humanity doesn't seem to count anymore. It's just it's like mankind has become a slave to its own inventions. You know, that's the way I feel. And at least when you come on, you bring humanity in it, and you let everybody, you know, like, strangely enough, in our constitution here in the United States, we say, you know, that every person is special and has a personality that was given to him by creation and by God. And this is, but now it seems like everything is, has to be in masses, you know, and that I just wanted to let you know, and I hope you are, you still are with WGN for many, many years to come.
Well, that's so kind of you to say. You know, I know what you mean about mainstream media kind of bombarding you with things that are disturbing, to say the least. But the beauty of today, and to say the least, like I say, the beauty of it now, though, is the upside of all of the digital inventions and all of the internet and all that is it might be polluted with a lot of garbage, but it also enables you to get information not available elsewhere if you just search for it. So whatever it is that is your point of view, you can find something reflecting it online, and that's pretty beautiful at this point.
Oh yeah, well, that of course, the this would be using the inventions, and of course the television, radio. These are wonderful inventions that mankind has created and has gone through. But to me, it's just, you know, one should always be, as far as I'm concerned, the human being should be the center of attention, not some kind of invention or something that is, you know, that's the way I just feel, you know, and I just wanted to make you that compliment that you are very valuable representative of this kind of school of thinking.
That's very kind of you to say. But yes, ultimately, in the end, it is all about human beings. But what's interesting is while the backdrop changes, whether we're in the digital age or whether it's thousands of years ago, human nature doesn't change. It may be exhibited in different ways, but it's pretty much the same. And that's why when you go back and you read some of the writings, it doesn't matter the 1800s or the 800s, the human condition is pretty static in terms of how we are as human beings on this earth plane. And it's fascinating to, you know, like in the 1800s, I guess it was, I'm trying to think of his name right now, but Heinrich Ibsen. When I first read his stuff, I thought, my God, that, and I read it probably in the 60s, and I thought, that's contemporary. All of those plays could be put on today because exactly what's going on. So it just doesn't change.
Yeah, well, you mean Henrik Ibsen, like Hedda Gabler?
Yeah, right, exactly. Or Enemy of the People. There were so many. I thought he was just terrific, but it really struck me because that was the time when, you know, the idea of the crooked politicians and all that, it was all in the news, and, you know, all of the women's rights things. You mentioned Hedda Gabler and stuff like that. I mean, so here it was, the 1800s, and the theme was exactly the same. And, you look at, you know, the Metamorphosis, Gregor Samsa, he was... woke one morning to discover he'd been transformed into a giant insect. Well, how do you not like that? But,
And it was also the time of Leo Tolstoy and Dostoevsky from Russia.
Right, and you read that stuff, and that's what I'm saying. That's where you find that the backdrop changes, but the human condition, we as human beings, really is a constant. I take a certain amount of solace in that. You have ended the night, so talk to me again soon.
Yeah, I hope so. And
me
I just
too.
Wanted to give you a compliment for you, and then
thank you so much.
Hope you play the Tavares Brothers soon.
You betcha, I will tomorrow night, and thank you for your very kind words. Appreciate it, Ralph. All right, nice.
We all have to thank you for giving us the time and the mind that we can speak our mind.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. That was singular. That was Ralph. Yes. But tomorrow night, as I say, might be 10:15, might be a little later, but check it out. We, of course, will play some Chubby Tavares. You betcha we will. And talk about a number of other things and whatever's on your mind, too. So until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.